Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, Call to Prepare the Way, and is found in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. In today's lesson, the Gospel introduces us to John's ministry. The New Testament identifies several men named John. Today's John is called the forerunner of Jesus. His mother named Elizabeth and Jesus' mother named Mary, we are told, were cousins. John's mother was at least 6 months pregnant with John when Mary visited her and told her what she was told concerning her own son Jesus. The angel Gabriel visited both John's father and Jesus' mother with news that they had been chosen to be their parents. John's birth was miraculous because both of his parents were well past childbearing years and his mother was considered barren. Jesus' birth was miraculous because Mary conceived him without a man. So these two men were bound together before they were ever born. Both men were born with a divine purpose and mission. John's purpose was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. He was to be the forerunner of Jesus. In other words, he was to introduce and prepare the people to receive the Messiah. He was to let them know his appearance was imminent and what to expect when he arrives. This is what John did. He called on people to repent of their sins. Those who came confessing their sins were baptized by John with the water of repentance in the Jordan River. Word of John's work reached Jerusalem. Some of the religious rulers came out to see what John was doing and asked him questions about who he was and the reason for what he was doing. They know of the prophecies and ask if he was one of the prophets or even the Messiah. John answered to them was that he was none of those prophets, but only the preparer of the way for one who was about to come. Someone he declared he was not even worthy to carry or untie his shoes. He told them that his baptism is greater than his own. He baptizes with water, but the one who is coming is going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. John lived an extraordinary life. He had no family of his own like Jesus. He lived in the wilderness alone and wore the simplest of garments. His diet included honey and locusts. He was dedicated to what he was called to do, and there was little out there to distract him from his mission. Today, we can imitate what John did by preparing the way for Jesus' return. John announced and prepared the way for his arrival. We can do the same by announcing and preparing the way for his return. Just like John, we must not allow ourselves to be distracted by the things of the world. We must uplift the name of Jesus and tell others how worthy he is of our praise, worship, and obedience. The lesson tells us of how John prepared the way for Jesus to come. Let us prepare the way for his glorious return. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday. Invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to come join us at our website or clicking the online service link. I look forward to giving the lesson highlights and addressing questions that arose during the lesson. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview and I will get back to you. So as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.